I want to encourage you that if you have missed this, is part four that we're getting into. We have started a brand new series last week, Sunday, and called The Arts of War. How many of you can say that you're enjoying the series so far? I trust that it made an impact on your life even this morning as we've gotten into the belt of truth. We have shared many things. We've broken it open completely. And I've shared certain things that many people will say on the belt of truth, and I've truly given you what it is. Are you guys with me? But if you have missed either one of part 1, 2, or 3, it is available on our Encounter Now app. Please get a hold of it. Listen to it. It is such an important topic that we have decided to dedicate 2 services on a Sunday to this topic, both morning and evening services. It is a topic that I'm extremely excited about. I can tell you that this is my topic, and this is my niche. I love spiritual warfare. I love everything about it. It is the area that God have truly trained me in. If the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, I can tell you there are many battles that I have fought behind the scenes. There are many battles that I have fought with those that are with us on the team, with my brothers. And there's many battles that I have fought with him. There's many battles that I have not fought with him, by myself in my inner room. Are you guys with me? And God have truly taught me and have given me a lot of revelation in this field. And this warfare is something that is very real. It is an invisible war, which makes it a very dangerous war, because how do I fight something I cannot see? But now that is the revelation that we have shared with you in part 1, that this thing has got nothing to do with fighting. In fact, it's not even about you being focused on the enemy. When you go through the entire armor of God, it has got nothing. In fact, if you read the book of Ephesians, and I think I made the example when I started off the series here at this campus, when you read through the book of Ephesians, when you get to Ephesians chapter 6, which is the last chapter in the book of Ephesians, Paul then there starts and he says, finally, that's how he starts it. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally. He's saying that after you have done everything that I've given you in this letter, from Ephesians chapter 1 up until Ephesians chapter 5, he opens Ephesians chapter 6, the last chapter, saying, finally. And everything as you go through the book of Ephesians, you will find there is no focus on the enemy. In fact, the enemy, our adversary, the devil, and his dark and evil kingdom is not even made mention of. It is made mention of in one verse. And that is in the armor when Paul says that, listen, our struggle, our battle, our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but it is against the rulers, the principalities and the powers of this dark and evil world, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in high places. But he's not telling us that so that we must fight them, because this battle has got nothing to do with fighting. Because then he continues and he will say that, listen, after having done everything to stand, stand firm then. And there's no place that is even speaking about fighting. Are you guys with me? And I trust that you guys have enjoyed it. So far this morning, we've got into the belt of truth. And the sound is very good tonight. It is open. The worship was really, it was on another level for me tonight. And, you know, I hunger makes a big difference. Sound makes a difference. And you will... one of these days when you preach, not if, when you preach, you'll understand. Sydney saying, I receive. Be careful what you receive. Many people can preach. Preaching from this pulpit is a different story. That I can tell you. Are you guys with me? Amen. And as I've stated this morning, today is a very special day. It is Father's Day. And I would like, I have not said this lately, but I want to say it tonight. I want to say it again. I said it this morning in St. Jordan because this is the live stream broadcast service. And I'm going to say that I greatly honor and that I do respect the spiritual authority that is over this house. And that is both Prophets Leon and Esther Ledubria. I want to say thank you to both of them for once again entrusting me to take the pulpit tonight and to minister the word of God that I honestly do love so much. Amen. And I would like to, on this Father's Day, I would like to honor Prophet as the father that is over this house. I want to thank him for his dedication to the ministry. sacrifice that many of you will not even understand or can begin to know. For his loyalty towards the word of God, obedience to the word of God. And we want to say thank you for everything that you do for us. We greatly honor and we do respect you as the spiritual authority that is over this house. And so on behalf of everyone that is connecting over live stream, that are present in the building, happy Father's Day, Prophet Leon. Amen. And I almost said, are you ready to honor the Lord with your substance? Take up a second offering. That was close. I really almost said it. It feels good though that the foundation have now been laid, the platform is set, and that I can just get into the word. Are you guys with me? Amen. Are you excited about the word tonight? This is part four. And I wanted to say that I've got a short word. I can't, listen, really, every time that I say it, I really do mean it. But I can't help it. This it just starts flowing out of me. Are you guys with me? But I want to be finished like in 20 minutes because I want to really pray for people tonight. For the mantle of revelation. Are you guys with me? I believe that is what many people came for tonight. As I've stated this morning, for those who will come back tonight, we're going to pray specifically for that. If you connected with us over live stream and you close by and you are not here, make sure that you get here. That is exactly what we're going to pray for. I'm not going to release this over live stream. It will be physically done for the people that are physically here. Amen. So, are you ready for the word? Put on the screen for me Romans chapter 8 verse 37, King James. Romans 8 verse 37. This is Paul speaking, saying, Know in all these things that we are more than conquerors. So I am more than a conqueror. That we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now you need to understand the context that this was written in. The apostles and the disciples were brutally persecuted for the gospel. Not like persecution, you know it today. You guys with me? They never knew whether they would see the next day or not. Their lives were in constant danger. And Paul is saying that, listen, irrespective of what's going on, it does not matter the storm that is raging around about you. Don't let it affect you. Do not let it influence you. Stand therefore strong in the promises that God has given you. And he's saying that even throughout all of this, in all these things, throughout all the persecutions and all the words of accusations spoken against you, do not engage in these false battles. You will have to determine the false from the true. As I've stated last week, that the enemy will present you with many false battles to prevent you from fighting the battle that God have ordained you to fight. Are you guys with me? And so he's saying, in all these things that's going on, do not fear, don't worry. Why? Because we are more than conquerors. This man had a revelation. And I can see in the desperation that he's writing, you can pick up the tone of voice, how he's desperate for his audience to reach this revelation. He's saying that, listen, know in all these things that we are more than conquerors, more than conquerors, more than conquerors. Through what? Through him that loved us. And that is the revelation, which means that you need a revelation of his love for you to be able to manifest this dimension of where you are more than a conqueror. Please understand that although you are more than a conqueror, it is something that you must maintain. It is evident you will see many people still struggling because this thing has not yet been a revelation or has not yet become a revelation to them. Are you guys with me? And I want to really speak on this thing. I've said this morning many times, you'll read scripture, one verse will jump up or out of scripture, and you can preach 2 hours on it. Now, I don't have 2 hours tonight, but let's just go with it. I wanna deal with this thing, how to be more than a conqueror tonight. I'm going to give you a few keys on how to be, because listen, this is a promise already given. It's already done. You are more than a conqueror, but it's something you must activate and live. So I'm going to tell you exactly how to maintain, how to live a life of being more than a conqueror. Are you ready for this? Point number one, say complete surrender. It will require complete surrender to God. Put on the screen for me Matthew chapter 26, and if we can flow fast with the scriptures tonight, I'll really appreciate it. Ryan is always doing an impeccable job with the scriptures. I love to preach where he's at. Put on the screen for me Matthew chapter 26 verse 39, New King James. Matthew chapter 26 verse 39. And it says, this is speaking about Jesus Christ. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. And nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Listen, Jesus is facing a troubled situation. Can you imagine him being at this point? This is the point where he started to fight the greatest battle that was ever fought. And that was the battle. You need to understand that he already did all the fighting for you and I. Can I have an amen? And that battle started here in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he is completely aware. He's got revelation, foresight, and insight to the situation. He knows exactly what is about to take place. And he's falling on his knees before the Father. He's facing a troubled situation, but he's bringing the situation to the Father. He's taking it into the supernatural. He's not fighting it from a carnal state and from an emotional state at all. Can you imagine being at that point, knowing what is about to take place? And he's crying out and saying, "Oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Amen. And yet he started to fight the greatest battle ever fought. And the Bible says that his sweat became like drops of blood. And the first blood was shed as he started to fight this battle for you and me. And the blood that was shed there, I'm speaking about literal blood, sweat. And the blood that was shed there was so that his will can be fulfilled in our lives. It is not something you have to fight for. He has given you gifts. He has given you a call and he has given you a purpose. And it always amazes me how many people will just shove it to one side as if it is something insignificant and means absolutely nothing. It is shocking. You know, when they came to Billy Graham, they asked him, would he consider presidency? He said, "I will have to decline, because it will be a step down from the call of God that is upon my life." There is no greater call than the call of God. Pursue the call of God. Each and every one of you sitting here, understand that you have purpose. There is a great call, the call of God, that is locked up on the inside of you. And Paul said that, listen, above all things and after everything else, make sure you're calling an election. It is very important that you know what that is. Are you guys with me? So their blood was shed so that his will can be fulfilled in your life. And the Bible then says he was captured and he was taken and he was beaten and bruised until there was internal bleeding. There the blood was shed for your iniquity and for your transgressions. Not just for yesterday, all your sins. Are you guys with me? And then the Bible says that he received 39 lashes. He was scorched with 39 lashes. You need to understand the beating that this man went through. He was beaten beyond the point of being able to be recognized as a man. It was just a raw piece of meat walking. Every bit of his flesh was ripped off. Every part of his inside was exposed. Every part. 39 lashes. There the blood was shed so that we could be ushered into the new covenants. There's 39 books in the old covenants, but in the 40th, you step into a new covenant. 39 lashes, blood was shed to bring you into the new covenants. Are we together? Yeah, the blood was also shed, obviously, for your sicknesses. For all your sicknesses. By his stripes, you were. Not will be. It is in past tense. Go read it for what it is. It says, by his stripes, you were healed. Past tense. It has already been done. Not something that must yet take place. His blood was shed for that purpose. Are you guys with me? They then took a crown of thorns and they forced it upon his head, and more blood came out. That blood was shed so that you could receive the crown of righteousness. Are you guys with me? They then drove nails through his wrists, pinning him to the cross. Please understand, at this point, he was already, you could not recognize him as a man. And then even at that point, they forced him to carry his cross up that hill. And as he carried his cross, with every drop of blood, he would look up and he will have one thing in mind and one thing alone. And that was each and every one of you sitting in this place. As with every drop of blood, he would say that this blood is for you. This blood is for you. They then stretched him out over that cross, pulling his shoulders out of joints, so that his hand can reach the place that it's supposed to reach. Then driving those nails through his hands. And more blood was shed. Are you guys with me? So through his blood you receive the God-given power and authority to overcome anything that hell has to offer. They then drove more nails, one more nail through his feet. And yet the blood was shed, that we may have peace that surpasses all natural understanding. This is where Paul says that I must shod my feet with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Which means that this blood was shed. As if I'm not covered with this blood, whatever atmosphere I step into, where my feet touches that ground becomes the authority of God. As I am standing under his authority. Everything was fought for you and me on that cross. Are you guys with me? They then pierced his side. And the Bible says the blood and water flowed. And so he breathed out his last breath. And when he did that, he breathed it into you and me. Saying that it is finished. You don't have to do anything anymore. He has fought this battle for you and me. The only thing you now need to do is stand in that salvation. Are you guys with me? I hope you're getting this. Now here's the thing. I want to really emphasize, even Jesus Christ himself at the end just stood. But it's how he stood that made the difference. As the Bible says that when David fought Goliath, he took a sword and he decapitated Goliath. Where do you think that skull was taken to? You see, when Jesus Christ was crucified, he was crucified on Golgotha. That is Gol of Gath, meaning Goliath of Gath. Golgotha means the place of the skull. The place of the skull. Jesus Christ was one of a few that was crucified the right way up. And they would normally crucify you upside down to humiliate you. To make it more painful. He was the one that was crucified the right way up, standing with his feet upon Goliath as a representation that I have now brought a new covenant. I have overcome all evil that have come against you, and the giants that you have faced up until this point, you will never ever have to face again. I don't know if someone is getting this. After having done everything to do, stand firm then. Stand firm then. Stand firm then. Listen, here is a revelation for you. Golgotha is exactly 777 meters above sea level. Perfect. The perfect number. We serve a God of strategy. He makes no mistake. I'm telling you that. You are not a mistake. You are more than a conqueror. You are what is known as God's special forces. I don't know if someone is hearing this. Listen, you need to understand that there are certain things that you will pass through in life that is God's doing. Don't always rebuke everything that you're going through. When you read about it in the book of Joel, about the canker worm, the Bible says, God speaking, my great army. Certain things are sent by God. Are you guys with me? You will pass through certain things in life that is God's will for you to pass through. It might not always be easy or comfortable going through it, but please understand that it's God's will for you to pass through it. There is purpose behind it. Amen. Point number two, how to become more than a conqueror through God. You have to embrace these troubled seasons. Amen. This is where you need to discern the false battles from the true battles. So what is God's will for us? It is not for you to run away from these troubled situations, but it's for you to find the ability in Him to face these troubled situations head on and to conquer it. The reason for it is to make you stronger. Say, it is to make me stronger. Say again, it is to make me stronger. Listen, know this. God will never allow you to go through anything that you are not able to handle. It might not feel like that at the moment, but I want to tell you tonight in Encounter Church that you can make it and that you will make it. As sons and daughters of the Most High God, that you can make it and that you will make it. I want to bring you a word of exhortation that will lift you up even in this night, because every day of my life I find people that have lost hope, and that if I can give you hope, that I know that I have given you life. I want to give you new hope even in this night. Are you guys with me? Listen, God's will for you and me is that we must die to ourselves so that we can rise up stronger. The reason why God brings certain situations into your life is to mold you and shape you to be able to handle greater things that is to come. If you do not pass through these seasons and do not embrace them, you will not be able to embrace what is about to take place. Guaranteed it will take you out. How many of you can say that, listen, many times you've gone through things and at the moment it made no sense, but years later, when God placed you in certain situations, you thought, ah, now I understand why I had to go through that. Now I can handle this. Learn how to surrender. Learn the art of yielding, of becoming broken before Him. Are you guys with me? You will have to learn how to die to yourself. The Bible says, Romans chapter 6, verse 3, King James. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to verse 5. And it says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death. Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted in the likeness of, I don't know if someone is getting this, if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall, it is not if and or but, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. The way up is down. Learn how to become broken before Him on your knees, and you will rise up much stronger each and every time. It is a biblical principle. Can I have an amen? Are we still together? Listen, God will allow you to face these situations that you are going through because He knows that you have the ability to defeat it, to conquer it, and to come out the other side with a testimony. How many of you are ready to generate a testimony on this night? How many of you are ready to conquer? How many of you are ready to defeat? You will come out with a testimony on the other side. I guarantee you that. Tonight, as this mantle of revelation comes upon you, you will find yourself operating, becoming more than a conqueror. It will be effortless. It will become easy for you. You will hover over your problems. Are you guys with me? Listen, how many of you believe that God is our refuge, that God is our fortress, that He's our help, He's our power, He's our might, God is our strength, He is our ever-present help. I have told you this morning in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 20, I don't know, maybe I should go through every book of the Bible and tell you how you can conquer. I don't have time. Amen. Get into the words. Get into the word. Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 4. We've given that this morning. For the Lord your God is He that goeth with you to fight for you on your behalf, to give you victory, to save you. NIV says to give you victory. Are you guys with me? There is one going before you. Even again in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6 and verse 8 NIV, and it says, trust in the Lord your God. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be terrified. You are more than a conqueror. I need you to get this. Listen, you might have people rising up against you. It might feel like all hell is breaking loose against you. Fear not, because God gives His toughest battles to His greatest and strongest of soldiers. I don't know if someone is getting this. The Bible says this, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3, King James, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3, King James. And it says, thou therefore endure hardness. Please understand, this is not a statement. It is a commandment given by Paul to his son Timothy. The man was facing persecution from both within the church and outside. King Nero was persecuting brutally, killing and persecuting the Christians. The man's life was in danger. He was placed in charge of a church of more than 130,000 registered members at the age of 30 years old. Facing persecution even from inside the church because there were elders appointed before he arrived at the scene, and now he becomes pastor over the church. And they're saying, what is going on here? And so there's gossip and slander breeding, and Paul is saying this, therefore endure hardness, Timothy. It is a commandment. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Are you guys with me? Listen, to be a Christian does not mean that you are weak. It is not a small thing as this world has made it out to be. It is to be a Christian does not mean that you are weak. And so as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ, do not expect to find it easy in this world, because it is a battlefield. You do not stand in friendship with this world, as that would be enmity against God. Are you guys with me? And so as you clothe yourself with the armor of God, put on piece by piece, it will be wise of you to be in a continual mindset that this prepares me for warfare. Your occupation now, your job description now as a believer is warfare. It prepares me for warfare. Are you guys with me? But as any soldier, you will have to be trained and you will have to be equipped. And the place where this takes place is within your local church. It is the place where you are being fed the revelation that is locked up in the Word. That is where you will be trained as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. So when you go to military, you will find that there are many different divisions and commands. I'm going to give you something quickly, because I have to close off already. In military, you'll find that there are many different divisions and commands. You will find those who are ground troops. They are known as the infantry. You will have divisions, those who fight on water, that is the Navy. Those who fight in the air, that is the Air Force. And then you will have those who are expert in explosives, for example. Are you guys with me? They might not be very well trained in how to shoot, but they can defuse a bomb in minutes. And so if you want to call, if you want to defuse a bomb, these are the guys that you're gonna call. They are experts with explosives. And then you have military, what is known as military operations. Now these guys are responsible for your equipping and your training. Please listen with a spiritual ear. And they specialize in training and equipping. They will train you to specialize in a specific area. Are you guys with me? And then we have military science. Now, these guys will sit in a tent somewhere and they will strategize. That's the only thing they do. Sit behind a computer, they read maps, and they will strategize. They will tell you the best vantage points, the best routes to take. Are you guys with me? Amen. And then you have another group of soldiers, and their only responsibility is to get the wounded out of the battleground and get them into a place of safety. Those are the medics. And then you have another group of soldiers that is known as snipers. Now they are trained in a completely different manner and way. In fact, they will go on one mission. One mission might take them even 2 weeks before they even shoot one bullet. They have extreme patience. Are you guys with me? And the weapons that they have been given is a specialized weapon that can reach or hit a target with pinpoint accuracy with over more than 4.5 kilometers. But it's only effective in the hands of a trained and skilled fighter. You can take exactly the same weapon that is so dangerous in that man's hand and place it in someone else's hand that has not been trained, and it will be powerless and effectiveless. Are you guys with me? Amen. Are we still together? Then there's another group of soldiers, but these are the elites. I want you to get this. And they are called the special forces. Say special forces. Their training is completely different to any other soldier. They will go through the training for the infantry, in the Navy, in the Air Force, with the explosives, in the men. They get trained in everything. These guys are extremely dangerous. Are you guys with me? They live lives of high confidentiality. They are not just trained on how to shoot, but even how to disarm without a weapon. The worst mistake that you can make is to pick a fight with one of these guys. They are extremely dangerous. Are you guys with me? So the special forces, their job is to go in when the battle is, when they're busy losing the battle. They will say that, listen, we are now about to lose this battle. So now we need to get our best soldiers. Our best soldiers. I don't know if that is you, but now we have to get our best soldiers. They will say that, listen, you are the special forces. We're about to lose this battle. Come here. We are not sending you. Go. Now you go. Did he not say go and preach my gospel to all creation? And that these signs will accompany those. These signs will accompany those who preach my gospel and who has been baptized by my spirit, has been baptized in water. They will speak in new tongues. They will cast out demons. Come on now, they will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will be healed. The battle is raging and I need my special forces. It is exactly the same with the kingdom of heaven, with all these tough battles that is going on. God is looking and he's saying, where's my special forces? Who can I send? Because I need my strongest of soldiers to fight this battle. It's not for everyone. That is why some people will never face any battles, because they are not special forces. I don't know if you're getting this. But when the war is raging and gets tough, they say, bring the special forces. And the reason why you are facing so many troubles, so many situations, so many problems, so much opposition is because you are special forces, according to God. Amen. When God looks at you, he says, this one is dangerous. The enemy knows to stay clear of this one. Because this one will not just stand back and allow the enemy to come in and to kill, steal, and destroy. No, this one is dangerous. This one has got back. This one has been well trained in the weapons of his warfare in every part. Remember that I said that when I've made the example last week and I said there's a specialized aircraft, the Lockheed Martin, if you guys can remember that, F-35 Lightning II, it carries state-of-the-art weapon system combined with stealth capabilities. It can go behind enemy lines unnoticed. You cannot fight what you cannot see. This fighter jet is extremely dangerous. It's got the ability to jam radars, to go undetected. It carries 8 missiles that can hit long-distance targets with pinpoint accuracy. It's heat-seeking missiles. Are you guys with me? Yet, with all of this, it is ineffective underwater. But the advanced weapon system that have been given you as a believer, no matter the condition, no matter the environment, it does not matter. It does not lose value. It still stays effective. It still stays powerful. It does not matter the environment. It does not matter the situation. It does not matter the problem. Depending on the hands of the one that it lands into. Special forces. They've been trained in all areas. They're effective in battle. God knows this one is strong. This one have gone through a lot and he's still standing. It has not touched him. It has not changed him. It has not affected him. In fact, it has brought him to his knees and drawn him closer to me. This man is going up. He's coming closer to me. This one is a strong soldier. This is my special forces. When the battle is raging and some believers are busy losing hope, I can send this one. He's a special forces soldier. He's the one that can handle the heat of the battle. He will not flake out. He will not give in. He will not give up. He will not give out. But he will stand strong. Are you special forces? That is the question. Now the law of war is this. Shoot first. Because it is the weapon that you do not see, and it is the weapon that you do not hear, that will take you out. It is the problem that you do not face. It is the problem you do not know about, that will take you out. This means, in your favor, that if you can see that problem now, if you're aware of that problem, come on, how many of you are aware of your problems right now? Everyone is facing problems. God never said that you will not face any battles. He never said that the fight will not come. He said it will come, but you will not need to fight it. So how many of you are fighting problems? Which means that if you can recognize the problem, it is already defeated. It is the one that you see that you can defeat. If you know about that situation now, it is done. It is finished. It is defeated. You have already conquered it. That is the mistake that the enemy makes. He comes with a loud noise, roaring like a lion, but he's not. And he's making a lot of noise. When Goliath stepped down into that valley, the man was making a lot of noise to his disadvantage. For 39 days, he made a lot of noise, saying that I curse the armies of God. Fair enough, battle's still in their favor. But on the 39th day, the man made a mistake. He made a lot of noise and said, now I curse the God of the armies. Oh, now it's personal. In that moment, the battle was taken from the natural to the supernatural. Are you guys with me? God will never back off from a fight. Especially when those speak against him. It's not going to happen. I guarantee you. He has got your back. He has got your back. Which brings me to point number 3. Accountability, responsibility, and unity is key to living a life of being more than victorious, more than a conqueror. I'm going to say that again. Accountability. Pastor Chris, how many times have you not told people, I'm not responsible for your life. My responsibility as a pastor is to train you and to equip you on how to take responsibility for your life. But it's not my job to take responsibility. Too many people will, it's too easy to come and say, these are my problems, there, sort out. I'm not going to. I will teach you on how to do it. I will train and equip you on how to do it. Responsibility, accountability, and unity is key. Are you guys with me? Listen, the Roman, I'll maybe just close off with this because of time. There's like 20 points. But listen, the Roman soldiers, use a very unique, I told you, you can take one verse, and this is just being more than a conqueror. The Roman soldiers will use a very, or they used to use, a very unique technique. Cover my back and I will cover your back. These guys were well-trained, very sensitive. They could discern the movements of those they're fighting with. Are you guys with me? If you had any limitations on your body, you were not allowed to fight. They did not allow any, I don't know if you're hearing me now, spiritually. They did not allow any form of weakness. If you displayed any, if there was just a slight limb, any body problem, they would say you cannot fight. It is going to cost the battle. One person. And so these guys were trained very well. Many would die during training. It was real life training, fighting. It's not sparring like you would think sparring. They fought to the death. Only the best. These Roman soldiers were extremely dangerous people. When you see a Roman soldier, know that it's the best of the best fighting there. Are you guys with me? It's the top class that you'd see. They would not allow anything that would disqualify or cause them a battle. Amen. Can I maybe have four people? Any four people? Pastor Chris, you can maybe just face the church, but just stand a bit more forward. But I want you guys to stand back to back, touching your shoulders one to another. Okay, Josh, on this side. With your back. There we go, 100%. This is how they would stood. They would stand like this in sections. Now you guys, now they haven't had the training, so I'm doing this spontaneously. Let's just hope they can be in sync very fast. So I want you to feel one another, okay? Pastor Chris is going to move forward, and I want everyone to move forward. So when one moves forward, just take one step to the front. No. Pastor Chris. See, they're already, the battle is lost. Amen? Sydney, come back. One thing, Sydney. Adrian, go forward. There we go. Move. Josh, go other side. Eish, Adrian. See, it's not that easy. But it will look like one man moving. They would move as one unit. The unity in this group is unexplainable. The accountability. This one knows that if I'm stepping out of rank here, I'm going to cost the life of my brother. They understood accountability. They took responsibility for one another. They did not stand in this battleground being focused on themselves. In fact, Pastor Chris wouldn't even worry about himself. He would worry about the one standing next to him. I need to protect this man at all cost. This is what the spiritual war is all about. Shift the focus from yourself. You're a special forces soldier. And start fighting for those whom God have placed under your care. This is how you fight a false battle. It's when you're fighting against those whom you're supposed to be fighting for. And too many, your squin mars needy enemy. You guys can be seated, thank you. I'm saying that specifically for Krugersdorp. Amen. But now this is exactly what we have in God. Jesus Christ said, wait, because I'm sending you another helper. I am not just leaving you by yourself. I am sending you someone, very special someone, someone that is Jesus speaking close to my heart, someone whom I'm caring a lot about. In fact, if you blaspheme against this one, it's unpardonable. I care about this one, but I'm sending this one. It is the Allos Parakletos. It is another helper, and he will lead you, and he will guide you, and he will help you like no other can. And that is the one that has got your back. He is the one that will lead you. I don't know if you're getting this. Come on, the Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 46 verse 1, King James, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I am telling you, God will give you the strength to fight and face every situation, every circumstance. Trust me, you will survive. You will not die. You will get through it. Listen, people will normally say this, I'm going through a lot of trouble. I love it when they say that. You are right. You are going through it. You're not going into trouble. You are going through it. David said that though I walk through the valley of the shadow, not though I stand still and stagnate and valley, just consume me and do whatever. No. You're a special forces soldier. You're walking through it. Just keep on walking. No matter how hard this storm is trying to bring you down, you keep on walking. How do I keep on walking? It's by keeping my eyes fixated upon Him, the way, the truth, and the life. It is the moment I remove my eyes from Him that I go down. It's evident. We've seen the story with Peter. Are you guys with me? Keep your eyes fixated upon Him. Just keep on walking. Are you guys with me? May you tonight not just receive the mantle for revelation, but the anointing for war. Are you guys with me? Come on, just stand with me. Turn to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, God is my refuge. God is my strength. He is my very present help. Not in a time of strength, but in a time of trouble. God is my refuge. God is my strength. He is my very present help. Say, I am more than a conqueror. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He have anointed me. Many are the trouble of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them from them. From all of them, I shall be delivered. From all my troubles, I will be delivered. Come on, just stand and give God a praise offering. I'm telling you, encounter, you will never lose. You will never lose. Say, I will never lose. Say, my company will never lose. Say, my certificate will never lose value. Come on now, say, I will conquer. I will take over. I will consume. I am unstoppable. I am unchangeable. I am undefeatable. I am untouchable. I am steadfast. I am immovable. I am a son or a daughter of God. I am more than a conqueror. Come on, give God a praise offering. I actually think I saw some more people come in. If you are still not here, you're going to miss out. We're now going to pray for this mantle of revelation to come upon you, for the anointing of war to come upon you. So I'm just quickly going to pray for those, not for this, but some. I'm just going to pray for those over live stream. Then we're going to close the stream and then I'm going to keep on praying for those in the building. For those connected over live stream, just stretch forth your hands. Just surrender to God. Father, I pray in the living name of Jesus Christ May your fire come upon each and every one of them. I pray for the anointing for war to come and rest upon them. Increase of revelation in you, the living God. Father, I pray that those connected over lives from even now, that you will draw them even closer, that you will open new dimensions for them, my God. I pray that you will reveal, I pray for those far off. There's many connecting from different countries, and I don't want them to miss out. So even now I'm praying, Father God, I'm praying for the mantle. I declare and I decree for the mantle of revelation to be released from heaven, and that it fall afresh upon each and every one of them. That even from this moment forwards, that they will walk in continual and consistent revelation. This I declare, I decree, in the living name of Jesus Christ, I loosen it upon your lives. By fire, receive it now. Fire, fire, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.